This is Emma Jo on the hit list, and I can't believe that I am joined with Callum Scott. Oh my God, Callum, it has literally been ages. How are you?
Oh, it feels like it's been years. I'm absolutely amazing. Thank you very much for asking. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, so like you said, it has been a long old time since we last chatted. What's been going on?
Well, I mean, sort of the same as everybody, I guess, at the minute. I try not to complain too much because I know that there's people in much more challenging circumstances than I'm in at the moment. But yeah, I'm doing okay.
Now, how are you getting on in lockdown? Because am I right in thinking that you're actually isolating on your own at the moment?
I am. I mean, that there is its own TikTok, isn't it? They're isolating on my own. So a couple of people have said that to me and I haven't clicked on. And then I was like, oh my God, I've missed a trick.
How have you not got that?
Exactly. Isolating on my own. It's the next single. I've been sort of like isolating on my own. I've done a lot of Zoom quizzes and I've done a lot of FaceTimes and tried to keep up to date with family and friends and stuff like that. But there's nothing quite like meeting somebody, you know, for a proper catch up. So obviously when we was allowed to meet up in parks and now gardens, I've been able to see my mum for a social distant coffee and a couple of my friends for, you know, for social distant beers in the garden and stuff like that. So it's been nice to have that. So yeah, but it has been challenging isolating totally by myself. But like I say, there's people in much more challenging than circumstances than I, like I say, on the with the Good Morning Britain thing with Lisa and her daughter. I mean, how a mother can isolate herself away from her own flesh and blood for 8 weeks is beyond me. So yeah, there's definitely more challenging circumstances out there.
Yeah, so obviously you've mentioned that you sang You Are The Reason on Good Morning Britain last week. Basically, if you don't know the story, a mother and daughter who had been separated because of coronavirus were finally able to reunite with a lot of PPE involved, which was amazing. Yeah. So it must have been absolutely incredible to basically be the soundtrack to them sort of coming together.
Oh my God, Emma. I mean, I'm very lucky. The kind of music that I make and the sort of stories that I tell through my music sort of lends itself to those kind of stories. I've had a lot of people use, you know, You Are The Reason specifically for wedding songs and to walk down the aisle, you know, not to name drop, but I sang it at Joe Jonas's wedding. Pick that name up from off the floor. but it's been a really special song, that one. It's my favourite to sing, and it's, you know, it's a dedication to those loved ones. And I got a call from the Good Morning Britain team, and they told me about this beautiful relationship between Lisa and her daughter, and about how, you know, Lisa made a really heartbreaking decision to not be with her daughter, had severe asthma, and who had gone online, bought all the PPE equipment and turned up at the house. And Lisa had taken a Bluetooth speaker and played their favourite song, which was You Are The Reason. And then Ruby goes up and gives her this massive hug. I mean, you've obviously seen the video, mate. Did you not feel? I felt that hug.
Callum, I literally cannot stress to you, it's like not even a minute long and I was sobbing. Like, I was like, how can like less than a minute's worth of video make me cry this much? I just don't know what it is. I know it's an emotional time at the moment, but I was in bits.
Just having that moment again together, I think there must be millions of people who can relate to that story at the moment. And like you said, for it to be one of my songs, to soundtrack to that moment, it was just such an honour and such a privilege.
I've been meaning to ask you, oh my God, have you shaved your head yet? Because I saw on Twitter that you are so close and it is really hot.
Oh my God. I mean, my mum blessed me with curls, but I didn't think she would be blessing me with this much. It's unreal. I'm doing workouts in my garden. The curls are in my eyes. I'm showering. The curls are in my eyes. I'm constantly flicking the hair out of my face as if I'm on a L'Oreal advert.
Oh,
it's ridiculous. I've got so much hair. And I just thought the other day, I saw my beard trimmer on the side and I thought, I think it's going to come off. And I put it on Twitter and the reaction was, everybody was going, no, please don't do it. I think I was being threatened as well. Like, don't do it or I won't listen to your music. I was like, right, I sort of need a career. So
yeah, the curls are staying. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, Callum, so I'm going to buy you an Alice band. Like, I'm actually going to buy you one. Like a tennis player. That's what you're going to be like.
Oh my God. It's so funny you say that, because one of my first jobs whilst I was still at school, I used to be my mum calls it a trolley dolly. I used to be a trolley dolly for Asda. So I used to go around and collect all the trolleys and put them in the bays. And I had really long hair at the time. It was like mid-length. And I was asked by Asda to wear an Alice band back then.
No.
And I just thought, I don't have the style or the charisma to pull off an Alice band. David Beckham, yes. Callum Scott, absolutely no.
Now, I really quickly want to ask you about your incredible Instagram live that you did with your mum, where she supervised you while you baked scones for the first ever time. Oh my God, how did it go?
Well, to be honest with you, the scones were absolutely delicious, but the process of getting there, I mean, I don't know if you've tuned in from the beginning, to get my mum actually on Instagram Live with me. I was texting my mum and we'd FaceTime the night before, and I said, right, so you know what to do? Yeah, I know what to do. And I was like, right, okay. So the next day, went on Instagram Live and she's just not joining. And I'm saying in the Instagram Live, mum, like, you need to press the button. She's texting me in the Instagram Live on the comment saying, I'm here. And I said, no, mum, that doesn't mean that you're on Instagram Live with me. It just means that you're in the comments. And it was about 20 minutes and everybody thought it was hilarious. But we eventually got her on. She took me through it. She had to disconnect and reconnect about four or five times. But yeah, I think everybody wants the part two of the baking class with my mum. So yes, Maybe that's something we've got to get to.
Please, I'm buzzing. Do you feel like you could confidently now make scones on your own?
Making scones on my own, I think that's the third single.
That's the third single. I've just come up with two brilliant new tracks for you there, Callum. I mean, thank you. 10% cut, I'll take.
And all the scones you want as well.
Yeah. You do me a little package. That sounds great. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Callum, it's been so lovely chatting to you.
Thank you.
It's
so
been
much.
So long. And we will give your song, obviously, a little spin on the radio. So do you want to introduce on KMFM?
Absolutely. Firstly, can I just say thank you, everybody at KMFM, for your support and your love over the years. And I'm gladly here to say that the next song you're going to hear is You Are The Reason.